time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I want to say I've recently discovered your show and I love it.
Oh, thank you.
Listen every morning. Think you two are both really funny.
Aw, great.
So I think I really need some advice. I'm pretty new to Louisville. Just moved here a few months ago. Don't have a lot of people I can talk to about this yet.
Mm-hmm.
Been seeing this girl for a couple of months now. Things have been going pretty well. Nothing too serious yet, but there's definitely potential.
Gotcha.
Well, the other night, I was at her place and saw a piece of mail on the counter with her roommate's name on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd heard her mention the name before, but it wasn't ringing any major bells.
Mm-hmm.
Later, out of curiosity, I looked the guy up on social media. That's when I found a bunch of old photos of him and her together.
Oh.
Like, couple-y photos. Kissing, vacation type stuff.
Oh.
The posts weren't super recent, but it was obvious they used to date. And from the timeline, doesn't look like it was all that long ago.
Mm.
Now, she's never once mentioned her roommate is her ex. She just says she lives with a friend, and now I'm confused.
Mm.
I'm not even mad yet, but I definitely feel weird about it. I don't want to jump to conclusions, but I also don't want to feel like I'm being played.
Yeah.
So how do I bring this up to her without sounding like a stalker or completely paranoid? Am I overreacting or is this a legit red flag? Would love to hear what you and the listeners think. Thanks, guys. Call me Cameron.
Okay. I mean, I remember being kind of like, I don't want to say jealous, but like, I would probably be like, all right, I'm going to let you figure that out and come back to me when things are figured out.
As in, your ex is not living with you anymore.
Well, yeah, I would say, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Come to me when your ex isn't living with you anymore.
Right.
That I think I would probably do that.
I guess I...
In my more mature, rational way of thinking, I'd say, oh, well... If she hasn't given you a reason to, you know, if they're exes, they're exes. Maybe it's just the living situation. Figure out what their situation is.
And if it's a new relationship, I understand that she hasn't, like, out the gate said,
yeah.
by the way,
I'm living
with my ex.
Yeah,
is that
I understand
a problem
that.
For you?
I understand
because
that.
Yeah, that's a lot. That can be a lot. And, you know, people can jump to conclusions about it. But
Like
now.
What we're doing now.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah. And I think it's an innocent enough way that he discovered it. There was mail on it, and he happened to notice a name. Did a little research. Like, okay, that's a guy's name. There's a guy living with my lady. I might want to look into that and just see, you know, and then just bring it up and then let her... tell you all about it.
Interesting.
And then you guys decide if, you know, he's comfortable with that.
Okay.
Or if that's going to be a long-term thing, if she's working to get out of it, like, where are we at?
All right.
I mean, is that what we do? Do we say, hey, I noticed your roommate's a guy.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's the... You know, next time you're over at her place, you find something with his name on it again. If it's just the...
Oh, like, is this your roommate?
Oh, who's this? You know, and bring it up like that. I don't know. Maybe that's how you start the conversation.
Yeah, just kind of go into it like, oh, so you live with a guy. That's unique.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. And then if she offers up, we used to date. And we just kind of haven't figured out...
A living situation yet.
Yes, how to be able to afford to live separately.
Like I said, I don't know if I could do that. I would probably be like, all right, well, I'm going to be over here. You figure that out and talk to me when you're single.
Right, but then you're still letting them know, though. Yeah, I know you're living with your ex. And
right.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, that's
so
probably what I would...
So we need to acknowledge we know she's living with the ex.
Yeah, somehow.
Or figure out, to start the conversation and let her offer that up.
All right. How do you do that? I don't know if you've been in this situation. I think this is not necessarily a unique situation enough that someone hasn't been in it themselves. How did you approach it? What was the story? Tell us.
When's a good timeline to divulge that
kind of thing?
But I feel like if she's having him to her place.
Then things are good. She's not necessarily trying to hide him.
Yes, but we should probably be like, oh, side note. you may notice masculine things here. Because I'm living with a guy.
Yeah.
Yes, we used to date, but that was a long time ago.
Right.
He's more like my brother now. It's fine.
Yeah. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. That's what group therapy is about. Let us know your story. We'll take some of those coming up. We're in the middle of group therapy. We got a message from Cameron, who new to town, new to Louisville, and started dating this girl and realized when he saw a piece of mail that, oh, you know what? She actually still lives with her ex.
Yeah, he looked up the name and found on social media, oh, there's a bunch of couple pictures.
Yeah.
From a while ago.
They look friendly.
They used to date. Yeah. Okay, then she's living with her ex. And she hasn't necessarily volunteered that to me.
Yeah, got a text from a listener. When I first started talking to my wife, I'll let her know immediately that I was living with an ex of mine. Sure, she wasn't super cool with it, but honestly, honesty is the best policy, and now we're married, so it worked out.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. And went on and said, it had been several years since we had dated, and our friendship was completely platonic. So that's good.
Yes.
In a way where it's like, okay, maybe this isn't as red a flag as everybody on Facebook is saying.
Yeah, maybe she was just waiting for the right time to volunteer his relationship to her, past relationship to her. Alexa says, I could definitely look past it in this economy. It's better than your girlfriend being homeless, living with her ex. But if you don't trust her, it's time to go.
Yeah, there's another listener who texted in and said, I have a friend who lives up in Cincy. At one point, I know that her ex was living with her, but ex got into a situation where he was homeless, so she was just helping him out.
Yeah.
So
she also told me, and they both knew, know that they don't have feelings for each other. I don't know how comfortable I would be personally living with the ex, or if I started dating someone new. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Yeah, that's my thing. It's like, if I, depending on how the breakup happened, it would have to be a mutual, like, okay, we're better as friends.
Yes.
And that would be the only way I could see it being something where it works out. Because otherwise, it's like, if you break up with someone, but you still live with them, there's feelings. There is feelings.
There, yes. You know, but there, I feel like we, first of all, we just need to get the girlfriend to volunteer the information. Like, yes, that's my ex. Tell you the story.
Yeah, right.
And then see if you feel comfortable with it. And then if truly, first of all, make sure the ex knows she's dating. If he's cool with it, then maybe he's, you know, meets him and everybody's cool with it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously,
just get out in the open.
Yeah. Maybe that's not even her place. Maybe it's her ex's place. And that's why he's getting the mail.
And she was the one
who had moved in. And I don't know. I'm just speculating now.
But yes, I think we need to now know that since he's connected these dots, he needs to let her know he's connected the dots and let her fill in the blanks. And if she doesn't want to talk about it or downplays it or even denies that they dated,
then that's a red flag.
Yeah,
sure. All right. Well, hey, good on you.
But give her a chance to be honest.
I couldn't do it. So if you're able to.
Well, Tony the Welder's like, she's still with the other guy.
Well, yeah, like I said. I mean, there's a lot of people on Facebook and on our text that are like, red flag. I would never.
I think she needs to now know he's figured it out. Mm-hmm. So let's address the elephant in the room.
Right.
And see what she says about it.
Yeah.
If she's just going to, you know, be completely an open book about it. And hopefully the ex is aware she's dating.
Yeah, true.
And is cool with it too and isn't going to cause drama, then it should be fine.
All right, there you go. That's group therapy. Keep us posted. Let us know what happens.